Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 17th of September 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. 19 new cases of COVID. That's 191 active cases, including two in Nobles Hospital. Nobody's in ICU. Booster jabs will ease the pressure, they say. We look back in Onken. Kroger's side of the gas story. Happy birthday, by the way. 3 years of pain on the prom in Douglas and the first major motorsport event since COVID this weekend. All at the end of another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First am I, Tessa Hawley, or William King.
First am I. The number of active cases of COVID-19 on the island has fallen by 13 since yesterday. It currently stands at 191. A Manx GP practice says its staff are at their lowest ebb as it experiences a rise in poor behaviour towards them. Palatine Group Practice, based at Strangcorner Field in Braddon, says the situation has left staff upset and considering leaving their jobs. The first major motorbike event in the island since the start of the pandemic gets underway tomorrow. Rounds 5 and 6 of the British Enduro Championship will take place over the weekend in the north. In international news, it's going to get simpler to head abroad from England. People won't need a test before getting off on the return journey from most places, and the screening on day two, once you're back, will only need to be a lateral flow one, not a more costly PCR. The traffic light system's being scrapped, replaced by a single red list. The nightclub industry in Wales says vaccine passports risk clubbers going to England instead. You'll have to show either proof you are double jabbed or of a negative test in order to get into them from the middle of next month. And four men have been given jail terms of between 21 and 27 years for the murder of an NHS worker in East London. David Gomo was stabbed at random in April last year. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham, at iomegs.online. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, William. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, some strong winds out at sea, but they are dissipating as time goes on. And the Isle of Man tonight, cloudy and wet, less breezy after dark with a moderate to face southerly decreasing, becoming variable. Overnight minimum is 12. There's plenty of hill fog around at the moment. The matrix signs on the mountain showing fog. Use appropriate lights. And the Ben McCree isn't in until about 6:15. For tomorrow, Jasan, Saturday cloudy, mostly dry with rain arriving by evening. Daytime maximum 18 degrees down to 12 through the night. And Sunday, Jaduni, cloudy with intermittent rain on light variable breezes. Highest 18 degrees. Sunset tonight, 29 minutes before 8. High waters at 10:05. Low water tomorrow morning, 23 minutes before 5. Sunrise, 4 minutes to 7. And high water, 10:30.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
The number of active COVID-19 cases has fallen below 200 for the first time since the 14th of July. The detail with William.
There are currently 191 active cases on the island. Government says 19 new cases have been identified since yesterday. Of the 191 active, two are in hospital. There's nobody in intensive care. In Chester Street, no vaccines have been administered today. This week, since Monday, 205 shots have been administered. 121 were Moderna and 84 AstraZeneca. Government has 21,110 shots of vaccine in stock.
Booster vaccinations could prevent substantial pressure being put on health and care services on the island this winter. Around 40,000 residents will be offered a third COVID-19 vaccine. Jackie Dunn is the head of health protection.
By boosting, you kind of boost that, your own immune system's memory response, as it was, so that when it comes into contact with the bug, so in this case we're talking about COVID-19 obviously, so when it comes into contact with that, it's able to mount a better response so that you are less likely to be severely caused illness by it and go into hospital and things like that. Obviously it was a fairly new vaccine in the beginning, and so the science is coming in all the time, and so much cleverer people than I have been keeping an eye on the immune responses and looking at what therapeutic levels we need of immunity to sort of keep us safe. And so it's based on those studies and what those people have said, that, you know, design programs as to when we need to have boosters. So the plan is that those of us over 50 who've already been vaccinated and are at least 6 months since their second vaccine would be offered a booster dose then.
The JCVI has advised that Pfizer or Moderna be used, but it says AstraZeneca can be offered as an alternative. Does it matter which vaccine you had initially?
No, it doesn't at all. So again, they've looked at the studies, the COV-boost studies they've been called, and looked at whether you're better off having the same again or a different one. They've looked at all different combinations in the COV-boost trials, and the general consensus that's come out is that better to be boosted with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. But if you can't have the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine is still perfectly okay to have as a booster dose. It's a win-win, really.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's 23 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, and the Manx energy firm Kroger says it believes there is natural gas worth billions of pounds in Manx waters. However, it says misinformation on the issue has spread during the election campaign. It's been claimed an £800 billion deposit of gas is located on the Isle of Man's seabed, but the company's distance itself from that figure. Our local Democracy reporter Chris Cave.
Issued with a licence to carry out research in 2019, Kroger is now confident many billions of pounds of natural gas is stored in sandstone reservoirs a mile or more beneath the seabed, although the exact amount is unknown. It strongly denied it would engage in fracking, saying such a method would be inappropriate due to the rock being naturally porous and pressurised. Some opponents to government exploiting the reserve say it would be a backward step in the response to the so-called climate emergency, claiming it would end up increasing the island's carbon footprint. However, Kroger has given assurances only a small amount of energy would be required to attain the natural gas, and that local production would actually see our carbon footprint decrease.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 18 minutes before 3 this afternoon. She's timed in to get here at about 25 past 6. And then departed 7:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, and back on the island tomorrow morning at 6:00. In the meantime, the high-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 3:00, arriving in Liverpool in the next 5 minutes or so, leaving Liverpool at 7:15, back here tonight at 10:00. The next scheduled high-speed craft departure is at 10:00 tomorrow morning, back to Liverpool.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Count it, 1, 2, 3 years to the day since work to reconstruct Douglas Promenade got underway. The regeneration scheme, which has cost tens of millions of pounds, is due to have finished by the end of this month. What do people on the Isle of Man think of the project so far?
I think when you look at some of the bits that are finished, it looks as if it's been done to a really good standard, and it looks inviting. So if the rest of it, even if it takes a while, turns to the same finish, then I think that's possibly what would make the wait worthwhile.
This is the first time seeing the prom works?
No, it's about the third time I've seen the prom works.
Since when? Because it's been going on for 3 years as of tomorrow.
I've been coming for 3 months now. I've wandered along here looking for a bench and given up. I'm standing here to eat my lunch now.
We're stood on the walkway right now, but have you driven along it?
I have, yeah.
What do you mean?
It was quite confusing, and I didn't know where the road stopped and started again.
Have you tried the roundels?
Yes. And I guess you get used to them, but yeah, a little bit confusing at first. But
3 years in the making, but some people saying actually right now doesn't look too bad. What do you make of it?
Well, to me, it looks like it's still work very much in progress.
I think, you know, it's slow progress, but it's good progress. I cycle along it quite regularly and I walk and run along it quite regularly. Yeah, I think it's going to look fantastic when it's finished, and some of the work looks great outside the villa and things like that. So, yeah, looking forward to it being finished.
No, you say when it's finished. When do you think that will be?
I don't know. It's hard to tell, isn't it? It's how long is a piece of string?
Have you been along to, what's the name of the hotel on the corner there? The Central.
Yeah.
Walk on the pavement there and the stones move.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think they've maybe been lifted up and put that back down
wrong? No, I just don't think they've been put down properly. I mean, there's not enough cement under them.
Do you think that's dangerous?
Yes, extremely. For some old lady with a walking stick, very dangerous.
Do you think there'll be a lot of improvement works to take place over?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
And these lampposts. I mean, the others were beautiful. These are absolutely horrible.
The first major motorsport event to happen in the Isle of Man since COVID gets underway this weekend. Rounds 5 and 6 of the British Enduro Championship take place tomorrow and on Sunday in the north of the Isle of Man. And the clerk of the course is Dave Leach.
The machines will be inspected in Market Square outside the courthouse. And then, you know, they're put into an holding area, a Parc Fermé, ready for Saturday morning. The first bikes away will be 10 o'clock from outside the courthouse. But on Friday night, we've also got a photo exhibition and some old bikes of interest in the courthouse. So it's just to bring people out and they can have a look what it's all about.
The public can come along. It's free of charge, I would imagine.
Yeah, everything's free. We will have a couple of collection buckets there. Ramsey Rugby Club, who are helping us out this weekend by the use of the clubhouse for the showers and toilet facilities in Murad Park. But obviously we can't use the clubhouse because of what happened. We're trying to raise money for them to get that clubhouse, you know, back in action again.
This has to be the biggest or the first major motorsport event to take place in the island since the COVID outbreak.
It must be, yeah. I don't think people realise, you know, the effort what really goes into getting a British Championship here. You know, it's not easy. We have obstacles in the way, but we try to overcome them. You know, the landowners are brilliant. You know, and everything's, you know, just come together.
How important is this event for motorsport in the Isle of Man?
We need more of this. These are big events and they are generating a lot of income into the Isle of Man coffers.
How many riders do you think are coming over to take part this weekend?
We've got an entry of 105, but also you've got all the service crew with them. We have a few spectators coming over to watch, you know. We have lost about 30 riders with the COVID restrictions, you know, with the double jab thing, but it's an healthy entry.
And would you say about 4/5 of that is from the United Kingdom or elsewhere?
Yeah, there's about, I think we've about 15 or 20 locals entered.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, Manchester United have revealed that broadcasting revenues helped to soften the financial hit from the pandemic. In the 12 months to the 30th of June, Man U took £254.8 million from broadcasters, 81.7% up on the previous year's £140.2 million. But the games, of course, were played without fans due to COVID. Match day revenue fell from £89.8 million to just £7.1 million. Chief exec Ed Woodward says he's confident the club's on the right track, having signed Cristiano Ronaldo from Juventus. Ronaldo returned to United after leaving in 2009, and United will pay Juve an initial €15 million for his services as part of a deal that could rise to €23 million over 5 years.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as global investors continued to weigh the prospect of slowing economic growth. US stocks fell as traders digested a slew of mixed economic data. Oil dipped, gold priced higher, and in corporate news, IAG flew higher to become the top gainer of the day as announcements were made regarding travel restrictions. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 in London closed down almost 0.33% at 7,007. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 1% at 15,476. The Dow Jones Industrial in New York City down 0.5% at the moment, 34,579. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1%, and the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.75% at 4,439. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 US dollar 37.5 cents, €1 17.2 cents and 20 South African rand, 26.1 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold's up just over a tenth of a percent at $1,754 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down just over 1%, $74.80.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Well, here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, Saturday's going to be cloudy with a chance of some bright spells breaking through. It will turn drier in the afternoon. Sea temperature is 15 degrees across the weekend, and the wind tomorrow, Saturday, variable 3 or less. Wave height 0.2 to 0.5 metres, wave period 5 seconds becoming 4 seconds, high water tomorrow morning 10:30. And for Sunday, the wind is variable 3 or less, settling north or northwest 2 or 3 later, wave height 0.2 to 0.5 metres, wave period 3 to 5 seconds, high water Sunday morning 20 past 11.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. It's 14 minutes before 6 o'clock. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. Key candidates in Oncombe were taken to task on how to tackle antisocial behaviour in the area last night. A number of incidents have made the headlines over the last 5 years, including one which contributed to the death of an elderly lady. Polling days less than a week away, and those seeking election featured on Manx Radio's debate programme last night.
Julie Edge.
We have spells of that all over the island. It's not just Onken. I still feel that Onken's a very safe place to live and work. And the police have done a good job, along with the commissioners who have now organised for them to have a police base in Onken.
Michael Leather.
Building on the promenade, making attractions down there would put all these people together, and then they would have things to do. At the moment, they're going around in little groups aimlessly, creating problems.
Peter Willers.
There doesn't seem to be a cohesion between Onken commissioners and the police with regard to school holidays. The police should bring in roving patrols to ensure that people don't gather and cause problems.
Rob Callister.
I think over the last couple of years, I think the teamwork has been successful, and that includes the Isle of Man Police, that includes the commissioners, that includes the local MHKs. In 2019, we successfully set up neighbourhood policing again. I think people can actually see the police in and around our village. I think things have improved.
James Cherry.
Do we have enough police on shift at times? No, we don't. So do we need to look at more beat bobbies? Yes, I think we do. We need to look at those. But we do need to look at cheap or free things for young kids to do that are causing this trouble.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Fast Amai, Rhiann Evans.
Fast Amai, very good Friday evening to you. Well, for all you running and walking enthusiasts, you've got not one, but two big events happening this weekend. Manx Vel Runners are holding their Rearranged Wilderness Challenge on Sunday, with the action getting underway at 10 a.m. Based on the hillsides of Ardwallan Outdoor Centre at Ingebrek, it's a new concept in the fell running calendar, with some orienteering skills involved and competitors working in teams of two. Also on Sunday, starting at 8 a.m. at the Point of Air, is one of the classics, the Ramsey Bakery End-to-End Walk. Though very different from the parish walk, it largely uses the same roads in the west of the island, albeit in the opposite direction. Richard Gerrard has dominated this event over the past decade. He's won every single one since 2013.
Others likely to be in the mix, though, and possibly presenting challenges to Richard are Adam Killip, third in last year's event and joint third in the Parish Walk in June, Simon Gorn, Stuart Jones and James Quirk. The women's race should be an interesting contest with no really clear favourite at the moment. Strong contenders are Marie Jackson, Steph Burton, Anne-Marie Klukas, May Hooper, Karen Mercer, Amy Sykes and Zoe Lambie. Also, Jane Farquhar, who was struggling with injury a few weeks ago, but if she is fully fit again this weekend, she will certainly be making the others sweat. And in the under-20s category raced appeal, Mason Prince seems to be the clear favourite. That's your sport for now, but I'll have more for you at 6 o'clock on this week's episode of Friday Sport Preview.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound Logan Ayres from Manchester, the 25 past 5 is delayed, it's not in until 10 past 6 tonight. Look out also for the 25 to 6 o'clock. That got in early for EasyJet from Gatwick, got in at 10 past 5. The departures, some delays, the 5 past 5 to Bristol with EasyJet was delayed. 6 o'clock to Liverpool, the patient transfer, Logan Air, that's not going until 20 to 7 tonight. And EasyJet's 5 past 6 to Gatwick is on time because of the patient transfer delay, 6 to 6.40, the inbound tonight. The 5 to 8 may be delayed. If you have somebody coming back, just be aware of that. Now, the temporary lights between Douglas and Quayside are due to finish today, so count yourself lucky if they're not there anymore for that fibre cable laying. In Douglas, temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for services and sewer connection for the nearby flats. There's a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit in place from the hairpin to the gooseneck. And look out for fog on the mountain tonight. The Matrix signs at Bagarrow, Hilbury, Solby and Ramsey showing fog on the mountain. Temporary lighting Kirkmichael for work on the pavements. Peel to Kirkmichael Coast Road. There's some temporary lights there. In Ballasalla, temporary lights on the main road for the new bypass. Laxey Glen Road, of course, is closed for that new river wall. Snaefell Road in Wollaston's closed and there's some parking suspension for construction works. And Portrose Bridge closed till February next year.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside.
Staff at Palatine Group Practice are at their lowest ebb after dealing with an increasing level of abuse from a minority of patients. The Braddon-based surgery says it's experiencing continued pressure on services despite working harder than ever. Ali Johnson is the manager.
The increase in demand is, you know, it's really unbelievable. It doesn't matter how many call handlers we have answering the phones. We could have 6, we could have 26, and we still wouldn't get all the calls answered. So we do appreciate that we are missing some calls, but that's not for the lack of trying. You know, we are working to capacity. We do understand the frustrations of patients. We are frustrated too. We do get it. We do get it to a certain extent, but that we just feel there's no excuse for some of the rudeness, some of the, you know, there's been aggressive swearing. I've had staff that have been here for over 20 years coming to speak to me after a call with tears in their eyes, or, you know, really frustrated and really upset. I've got new staff who think they're not cut out for the job when they're actually really, really good at it. But the constant, the barrage of abuse is just getting to them. They just don't think that this is the right job for them, which is really sad to see.
How are the likes of yourselves and the rest of the team sort of helping each other to cope with that?
Well, I have noticed, you know, it's not always over the phone. Sometimes it's face to face, and it's not always regarding appointments. It's maybe someone's, and we understand that they've maybe ran out of their prescription and they're anxious, and that they're maybe getting upset with us because we can't just magically provide that prescription there in front of them. And I do see, you know, if someone's under pressure, I do see the other staff sort of, you know, closing ranks and going to see if they can help. We do appreciate your frustrations, but we would ask you to consider if you would like to hear any of your family members being spoken to the way that you're speaking to our team, and that we are trying to do the best job that we can.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
And just an update on high-speed Craftsman Energy, docked just in front of the Liver building at the pierhead 3 minutes ago. Now, if you're working and you don't have a pension, apparently you need to start thinking about starting and using a pension scheme. It's Pensions Awareness Week, and a campaign designed to highlight the importance of occupational pensions is underway. Gerald Chase and Paul Wheeler are from Chase Wealth Management.
So no question about it. We should be putting some of our earnings away for the future. If we don't do it, then we have to rely on the government. And as you mentioned, the government's in disarray about what they will actually finally invest, finally provide. Certainly the UK government have taken away the triple lock for this year. And yes, it may be a one-off, but there again, it may be that they do this in the future. So, we've no idea what the future will hold. So we just need to take control of the situation and get into a pension themselves.
Paul Wheeler, your financial planning manager at Chase, is it a generational thing?
Absolutely. To be honest, if you start saving early, if you encourage your children or grandchildren, depending on what age you are, to start saving, it definitely is something they should do. And then obviously, if you've got anything, depending on the type of pension that you have, if you've got anything left at the time you pass away, that can then be passed on to your family.
Now, I suppose I was guilty of it when I was younger, and a lot of young people today are probably the same, of burying their heads in the sand, so to speak, when it comes to pensions. It's much easier to just take the money when it's there rather than stash some away for later in life, which always seems a long way away.
We are finding, to be honest with you, quite a few younger people coming in and inquiring these days. So I think the message is getting out there, but it needs to be more prominent and people do need to start planning. And the earlier they start, the better it will be for them in the future.
Some stories we didn't get to tonight on Update, available at manxradio.com. Manx Skies could offer people on the Isle of Man an opportunity to see the Inspiration 4 satellite this week, and also the results of a Sustainable Future conference and debate that was held in Onchan earlier on this week. Go to manxradio.com, click on news, lots there to see. And of course, at manxradio.com, you can see the web's biggest source of Manx videos. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Stick around after the news at 6 o'clock tonight. Rhiann's here with your Friday sport. Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds at 6:30. Sweet and Swing with Harry Kane at 9, and George Ferguson tonight. The Late Show from 10 on Manx Radio. Thanks for joining Manx Radio tonight for Update. Remember, the podcast is available. If you haven't subscribed, then do so as soon as you can. You won't miss a thing. Make the most of the weather this weekend, and we'll be back at 5:30 on Monday.
WI.